From the Koval Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker with a great, great interview with Jennifer Fairweather. That's right, the upcoming 85th National NANBPWC conference is coming to Denver, the Mile High. You're going to hear it right here first on the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community and cultural and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. Well, the Gospel Train runs, that's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM station. And you can always check us out online 24/7 at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, here's none other than the Brooklyn Mass Choir, Dorothy Norwood, Highwood QCs, and a taste of the late, great Reverend Rance Allen with Bishop Paul Morton to follow. So get on board the train. We're rolling down the track, bringing you a blessing.
Sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemies. The Son of God surrounds His saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them.
Always.
Let us bless the Lord every day and night. Never end in praise. May our incense rise.
Let us bless the Lord
every day and night.
May our incense rise.
Let us bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Every now and then sing.
Every now and then
I feel
your spirit moving. Every now and then.
Every now and then sing.
Every now and then
I feel
your spirit moving.
You ask in prayer, I'll be
for me. I believe, oh my, just believe. I see victory, and it's heading straight for me.
Everyone, my name is Jennifer Fairweather. I am currently the secretary for the Greater Denver Club of the National Association of Negro Business and Professional Women's Clubs. We call ourselves 5280 BPW, and we will be welcoming our national convention to Aurora, Colorado, July 17th through July 23rd, speaking here with Deborah Walker.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited that you guys are having your 84th National Convention coming to Denver. That is July 17th through the 23rd. And I'm really excited about the 22nd, of course, because you're going to have that award banquet with Pastor Anitha Jones. And, of course, Denver's own Linda Theus Lee is going to be there, and I'm going to be there with you. So I'm really excited about it.
We're so happy to have you.
But one thing I do want to do, I want to talk to you. Tell everybody about this organization, the National Association of Negro Business and Professional Women's Club, which is the NANBPWC, right?
Yes. That is correct. You know, this club was started in 1935 by five women primarily on the East Coast, who recognized during that time that there needed to be a focus on women in business and in entrepreneurship. So the women who started it wanted to work within communities to help build women in professional type roles and owning their own businesses and working in business and providing them with that support to be successful, to overall uplift the larger community. So that's really why they started the organization.
Okay, so how many, your national office is located in Washington, D.C., is that correct?
That is correct. They are on the roll with a lot of historical African-American organizations in this country.
Okay. And how many offices do you have nationally? Let's say you have one here, obviously.
Yeah, you know, there are clubs all around the country. I don't have the number, but they are in different cities. Some states have more than one club. Colorado has its first club, the Denver, Greater Denver Club, that was started in 2015. There are some in California, Nevada, Texas, Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, all over, in the South as well. So those clubs are located across the entire country.
Okay. So this is your 84th National Convention. And I would like to, how do we invite other entrepreneurs to really know or to find out information about your organization?
You know, what would be great and probably easiest is we do have a website, but we're also on Facebook and Instagram. So if you look us up as 5280-5280 BPW, you will find us on Facebook. You will find us on Instagram. That's probably the easiest way to connect with us. And then we can invite you to our events, to our meetings, and see if you would like to engage with our local club.
Okay. All right. So give me some a little bit more background, because you guys are going to be doing a week-long celebration. So tell me all the activities and stuff that you're going to be going to. I know about the 22nd because I'm going to be there, and I know about Pastor Anita Jones and Linda Theus Lee. But what happens on the 17th through the 21st or whatever? What else are you guys doing?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we have members coming in over the weekend, and on Monday is really where a lot of activities will start. With a lot, our visitors are going on a tour. They're going to tour Five Points and some other sites just to get to know our community, hopefully spend a few dollars with some of our Black businesses in the city and metro area. And so they're really excited to go on that tour. On Tuesday, we have our LET Institute, and that is a signature program of the National Association. It stands for Leadership, Entrepreneur, Technology, and Service. And that institute, which I'm not sure if there are spaces available, but there are sessions for women primarily on leadership, on entrepreneurship, and on technology with Google that people are able to sign up for and attend. On Wednesday evening, another signature event, which is free to the public, is the Mary E. Singletary Vocal Arts Program. That is where we're having a competition for young vocal arts singers who sing opera, and they are coming from all across the country. We have an artist here that is coming out of our club's competition, and they will be performing at the Ellie Calkins, and a winner will be announced. And so that is also a national national program that is part of NAMBPW. And then we really start the conference on Thursday with activities for people who are members. We'll be doing some business meetings. We'll be having some opening talks at some of our sessions, recognizing our long-term life members, recognizing members who have passed on. And then we're really excited on Saturday to end that day with our awards program, where we will be giving out awards to some individuals in the community, both youth and adult, as well as some scholarship programs that our ombudsmen are giving out to a couple of students to attend college. And our ombudsmen are men who are either husbands or partners to members in our association. So we're really excited about that event where you'll be with us that evening.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Okay, so tell me, this organization is also associated with other organizations. Is it the NAACP or organizations? Tell me how that is affiliated.
Yeah, so just like many organizations that are similar in mission to helping uplift the Black community, we closely partner with other organizations. We partner with NCNW, which, you know, that organization considers itself one that brings all these organizations together in a meaningful way. We're also closely aligned with NAACP. They've done some training with us here locally around, you know, getting more youth and young people registered to vote. A lot of our members in our club are members of NAACP and NCNW as well. So we often collaborate on our programs and share them across our memberships collectively. And then we also partner, you know, with the sororities and the fraternities on some of their big initiatives around health and different things that come up and are needed in our community. We also, you know, look at heart health and have partnerships there and, you know, AARP. So, you know, just like many organizations, a lot of times we don't need to replicate things. We just need to bring things other people have to a wider audience and partner in different ways. Of course, our focus is business and profession, but all of those things are important to be successful, health and all of the well-being that's important for our community.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate you riding on the gospel train with me and telling me all about this organization, because I am so excited. Now, is there any last words that you would like to say?
You know, I would just say if anyone's interested in this association and what's going on in our convention, go to nanbpwc.org. All of the convention activities are listed. If you see some way you can want to get involved, either through sponsorship, attending the, you know, the opera, vocal arts competition, or just connecting with us, we love to connect. We also have a 5280 BPW group that's open to anyone, and it's a way we support each other on Facebook and sharing our businesses and just trying to help each other out in the community as business and professional women in this space.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to Jennifer Fairweather. She is the a part of the National Association of Negro Business and Professional Women's Club Incorporated. They are having their 84th national convention here from July 17th through the 23rd. So we're going to have all these different activities, and we want you to be a part of it. Pastor Anitha Jones is going to be the featured speaker of the award banquet. Linda Theus Lee, Denver's own Theus Lee, and of course, her husband Harold Lee is going to be there on the saxophone. And I'm going to be there. So I'm calling out to the public here, my listening audience, and all those that ride on the gospel train, to give them a call, or to at least we want you to go online and, you know, be a part of this. Learn more about this, especially all these young entrepreneurs that are, coming around and, you know, finding their own business. You can contact them at 202-483-4206. That's 202-483-4206, and you can always go online to nanbpwc.org for more information. Jennifer, God bless you. I will see you on the 22nd, and I just wish you guys much, much success in this national, of course, your 84th national convention.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. I love all these different activities and things that are coming to Denver, because this is a very important organization. So give them a call, 292-483-4206. That's 292-483-4206. Or go online and check them out, because it's a great, it's a very strong organization, very powerful, and we need to give them as much support as possible. Also, I do want to remind you that there's a new event center, Beyond Elegant Event Center, which is off of Mississippi Avenue and Buckley Road. You can give them a call at 720-663-7732 for more information. Stay with us. I got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Did you know the Colorado Weatherization Assistance Program can connect people to job opportunities that offer paid training and job security with no minimum experience requirements? Energy efficiency techs are in high demand, improving Colorado communities, protecting our environment, and making Colorado homes safer and more energy efficient. Learn more at energyoffice.colorado.gov.
Hi, this is Pocho Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza Rocks, where you could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on Kuvo Jazz.
Where else can you get classics, currents, and culture? Kuvo Jazz. Text us at 303-291-0666.
We're back with more great gospel music right here on the Gospel Train. I do want to remind you that Opening Acts is going to be starting their program. That's Sylvia Cordy. That's Monday, July 24th through Friday, July 28th from 9:30 to 1:30. And this is for all those young girls that want to enhance their skills from 5 to 17 years old and different aspects of performing. So you definitely want to do that. That's going to be at Scotch United Methodist Church. And I think this is the last call. So get on board and, check it out. That's S. Cordy at Opening Acts Theater .org. Also, Ernest Pugh is coming to town this July 24th for one night performance. That's the Antioch Church of God in Christ. That's at 7 o'clock. They are at 6825 East 26th Avenue here in Denver. And I think you want to check him out. I got one of his songs coming up just to remind you who he is, because he is definitely a very, very talented young man. Here's none other than Ernest Pugh talking about grateful.
Woo! I'm so grateful that you love me. I'm so grateful that you care. The cross, you did not have to do it, but I'm thankful that you did. Say it with me.
I'm so grateful that you love me.
Real big, you ready? Sing with me, yeah. I need my grateful people. Get your hands in the air, lift your voice and declare. Whoa, I am, oh yeah, oh I am so.
That's none other than Ernest Pugh. He's going to be performing in July 24th. That's Antioch, Church of God in Christ. You want to check him out. There's free admission at 7 o'clock. And Antioch is located at, of course, 6825 East 26th Avenue, right here in Denver. So they're going to have a really, really, really good time. Stay with us. The Gospel Train continues to roll down the track, coming to your home and around the world. Here is none other than Karen Clark Shear, Helen Baylor, and Naya Allen.
Oh! All right, company, we gonna set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together, come on. Ah! Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all, tell the story. Go on and speak it.
Grandmother, and you've heard me tell my story how she prayed me through. When I got saved, when I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn, and when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
Oh,
where would we be? Hallelujah!
I need to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Abide in your word, you know it's true. Stand still. Do you tell me to move? I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, abide in your word. Serving you, yes, I'll continue praising you. Oh, while I wait until I hear from you, help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, abide in your word and know it's true. Oh, Lord, I need you. I'll wait until I hear from you. Somebody may need to wait for God to tell you what to do.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. Sometimes you just have to wait on the Lord when you don't know what to do. You might not know what to do, but you do know that God is still in control and he knows what to do and he has it all under control. I do want to remind you that coming in August, the APRI, which is the A. Philip Randolph Institute, is having their resource and city reunion picnic. That's an event that will take place August 5th from 1 to 4 o'clock p.m., and it will be held at the Curtis Park, 3181 Champa Street. So for more information and to be a part of it, it should be a great gathering. They have food and games and all kind of fun stuff. Call Tanya D. at 720-436-9331. That's 720-436-9331 for more information. Also, a gospel in the city, that's going to be Gospel Grace and Giving, where it's going to be August 11th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Park Hill United Methodist Church. That's 5209 Montview Boulevard in Denver. And, of course, they're going to have Mary Louise Lee, Dr. Michael Williams is going to be there, and Daryl Walker and the Park Hill United Methodist Church crew. So you definitely want to check that out. Just mark your calendars. We'll give you more information as time goes on. And, of course, for all you young people and you young people that are interested in the Intentional Writing Workshop, which is a new mixing with mindfulness. It's going to be a gathering at the Carla Madison Rooftop, 2401 East Colfax Avenue. That's Saturday, August 26th. Mark your calendar. It's from 4 to 6:30. Then they're going to have a social right after that. Give Roz a call at 720-998-4218. That's 720-998-4218. And she can give you more information about that. That's Saturday, August 26th, Mixing with Mindfulness. It's an intentional reflection workshop and social gathering. Stay with us. Remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. I got all the good news for you. So here is more information coming to you.
Adams County is on the move, home to a business community that includes aerospace and biomedical research. Residents enjoy new housing options, outdoor recreation, shopping, and dining. Learn more at ac-rep.org.
Live at the Vineyard, Saturday, August 12th at Balustrade Vineyards, will feature the Count Basie Orchestra with vocalist Carmen Bradford.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't mind them, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose.
Scotty is the reason that the band is truly listened to and known about, because the band has done a new album almost every year, you know, almost since he's become the leader. His dedication to Mr. Basie and the survival and the future of the band is it's just in great hands with him. I just cannot say enough about him and how proud I am. And I've told him on more than one occasion how proud Mr. Basie would be of him representing the band and for all that he's done.
Ticket information for Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 12th, online at KUVO.org.
Your weekday playlist, your Friday night dance party, your Sunday morning tradition, KUVO Jazz.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the So you tell me, you've been to your physician, look at you, there's been no change in your condition, reach out and touch the master's robe, there's healing for your mind. Your body and your soul, oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your brokenness.
About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you. Promise me.
said he would.
God can heal.
Yes, he can. To leave this building, my prayer for everyone in here is that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell them.
Oh, God truly has a blessing for each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining the gospel train today. I've truly, truly enjoyed being with you and sharing so many, many blessings of music and inspired you. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember to go with God in all of your ways. It's about that time for us to get back to the station. And, of course, keep on going. I send blessings out to each and every one of you, that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember that God is still on the throne, and he has all the things for you. He will guide every footstep for you on this week coming. So go with God in all of your ways. And remember to share that love that you are receiving from him. You share that with each and every person that you meet, even if it's just a smile, whatever it might be. Just know that God is on the throne, and you speak to that mountain about how powerful and how great your God is. Here's none other than Jesus talking about Tim Bowman. He's going to take us home. And I'm telling you, this is a powerful song, because sometimes all you got to say is just Jesus. Just say it. I want to hear you say it. Yeah, I want to hear you right now. Just say that. Anyway, he's going to take us home. God bless you. And traveling grace to all those that are up in Winter Park, and may they have a safe trip on their way home. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Oh,
God be with you till we meet again.
Listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.